Romans chapter 1. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 6. The door of salvation opened to those who acknowledge sin as sin. Romans chapter 1 verses 28 through 32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. The root of all sins lies in hating to retain God in the heart. In this final paragraph describing the sins of humanity, the Apostle Paul points out the root of all those sins in one sentence. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. We must look deeply into this. Where is the starting point of sin? It is not in some bad behavior. It lies in this one thing: the heart that hates to retain God in the heart. Think about it. The sin of action does not come first, and then the heart becomes bad. That attitude of the heart rejecting God comes first, and from there all sins flow out like a river. Therefore, it says that God gave that heart over as it is. God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Once a mind is lost, it cannot do fitting things, and very naturally does things that are not fitting. Why is that? Because the eyes of discernment have become blind. What does this teach us? It is the fact that the fundamental problem of a person does not lie in outwardly revealed actions, but in that one point of hating to retain God in the heart. In a place where the heart rejects God, it cannot accept the truth of salvation. Thus, no matter how much a person morally strives and religiously makes an effort, they cannot stop this flow by themselves. The heart itself must be newly molded. No one can be free before this list of sins. The apostle lists at length in what concrete forms those unfitting things unfold. It is all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, whispering and backbiting, pride and boasting, plotting evil and disobeying parents, foolishness, untrustworthiness, unlovingness, and unmercifulness. What a fearful list this is. However, when we read this list, we must honestly think about one thing. Does this list apply only to some particularly evil people? It does not. These are the sins flowing deep in the hearts of all humanity who do not believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Is there even a single person who can say that this evil heart is not within our nature? There is not a single one. Our image before being born again was exactly inside this list. And even after being born again, our old nature constantly shows a tendency to return to this image. Therefore, this text is not a word directed only toward unbelievers, but also becomes a heavy mirror for the hearts of us who believe. When we honestly acknowledge the fact that the old nature flowing within us is not in the least different from that list of sins listed in the text, we come to step forward before the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that renews us daily. Only to the person who honestly acknowledges themselves like this, I was originally this kind of person. I am someone who can absolutely do nothing about this sinful nature with my own strength. Does the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit finally approach as the grace of salvation? The heart that justifies sin is the most fearful darkness. But what is it that the Apostle Paul most heavily points out in this paragraph? More than the sin itself, it is a person's attitude toward sin, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Romans chapter 1, verse 32. Look closely here. The fact that people practice sins deserving of death, that too is a fearful thing. However, there is a more serious problem. Even knowing clearly that the sin is a sin, they not only practice it themselves, but also acknowledge those who do the same things as right and encourage one another. The heart that does not acknowledge sin as sin, but rather justifies sin, is the most fearful spiritual darkness. Isn't this world today exactly like that? Because everyone is committing sin, they say sin is not sin. Because everyone lives like that, they say it is okay. Far from acknowledging a wrong as a wrong, they instead say it is right and natural. At the very least, even if they live like that, they should bow their heads, lower their hearts, and acknowledge that a wrong is a wrong, but they fail to do so and instead say it is right. Here is a truth we must never miss. No matter how many sins there are, the door of salvation is opened wide to the person who acknowledges them as sin. However, to the person who justifies sin, that door is firmly closed. Even though God has already borne all our sins, the person who does not acknowledge their own sin as sin cannot enter into that salvation. The difference between the person who received the gospel of the water and the Spirit and the person who did not is only one thing. Here we come to discover the fundamental difference between the person who received the gospel of the water and the Spirit and the person who did not. What would that fundamental difference be? Is it the difference that one side was originally clean and the other side was originally dirty? No, both sides are equally lacking and are equally people with a sinful nature. Looking concretely, even we who have received the gospel of the water and the Spirit are not free from the list of sins recorded in Romans chapter 1. We too were originally people with such a sinful nature. And even now our old nature tries to return to such an image. If so, where is the difference between the person who received the gospel and the person who did not? The difference is only one thing. The person who received the gospel of the water and the Spirit acknowledges their own sin as sin, and they have become one who is saved by the faith that believes that their own sins were already transferred to Jesus through the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist, that the price of those sins was completely borne by the blood Jesus shed on the cross and by his resurrection from death. On the other hand, because the person who did not receive the gospel of the water and the Spirit does not acknowledge their own sin as sin, but rather considers it right, they remain under and accept the wrath that comes from God. Think about it. Before we were born again, that is, before we knew the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we too did not realize our own wrongs as wrongs. Why is that? Because in a heart that does not know the law of God, sin was not clearly recognized as sin. Therefore, we too were originally people no different from the sinners recorded in Romans chapter 1. However, the Lord bore our sins with God's righteousness and love, eradicated our sins, and became our Savior. Thus, we were finally able to acknowledge our own sin as sin, and we could become righteous by believing in the righteousness of God already completed by Jesus' baptism, cross, and resurrection. How could this be something that happened because we were better than others? This is something that happens solely by the faith that believes in the righteousness of God. Exposing the dark sins of humanity is to lead us to the shining gospel. If so, why did the Apostle Paul reveal the dark and heavy sins of humanity at such length in Romans chapter 1? Did Paul do so to plunge us into despair? Absolutely not. Paul's purpose was not despair, but to lead humanity, which is under sin, to the gospel in which the righteousness of God is revealed. We must remember the fact that the Apostle Paul already proclaimed the gospel in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." After Paul first proclaimed this glorious gospel, he immediately thereafter revealed in detail the dark image of humanity that has left God, from Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 32. This is like a dark background to more clearly reveal the glory of the gospel. Light is revealed more vividly when it has darkness as its background. The righteousness of God is also like this. Only when humanity faces squarely the fearful situation of being placed under the wrath of God, does the radiance of God's righteousness finally become fully revealed, starting from the evidence through conscience and all creation, to the heart that did not glorify God, the foolishness of changing him into idols, being given over to lusts, the sin of acting according to a debased mind, and reaching the generation that justifies sin. The apostle showed step by step to what extent a person can collapse on their own. But what is the single conclusion that all these exposures point to? It is that this flow cannot be stopped at all by a person's moral effort or religious action. The heart itself must be newly molded, and the renewed heart is given only when accepting the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Through the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist at the Jordan River, he had the sins of all humanity transferred onto his own body at once, completely bore the price of those sins on the cross, and opened wide the way of new life through his resurrection from death. Only the person who accepts in their heart this salvation work connected as one gospel of the water and the Spirit can escape from their debased mind, gain a new heart, and live as a righteous person. All of us were originally people who were inside this list of darkness. However, due to that one thing of acknowledging sin as sin and believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we passed through the door of salvation and became righteous people. Therefore, what we must not be ashamed of is not the mockery of the world, but the very work of clearly knowing and clearly preaching this already completed gospel of the water and the Spirit. I hope you become those who live daily by honestly acknowledging your own sins and preaching the gospel word of God's love with the faith that believes in the already completed righteousness of the Lord. Hallelujah.